Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a mostly cloudy sky and 73 degrees. Two former aides to President Trump have been told to not testify today before a House panel considering impeachment against the president.
Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Rick Dearborn and former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter both told by a White House lawyer not to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. The two were told they can defy subpoenas because of constitutional immunity. Lawyers for both men say they won't show. House Democrats have been saying there's no legal basis for the immunity claim. Expected to testify today is former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, who never worked directly for the White House. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Fidelity Bank location was robbed here in Wichita by a person who indicated that they had a gun.
It happened around 2:40 Monday afternoon at the bank branch in the 2100 block of North Bradley Fair. Bank employees told officers that a woman entered the bank and handed a note to a teller indicating that there was a gun, but none was seen. Investigators say that an undetermined amount of money was given to the suspect, who then fled the bank on foot. You can find a photo of the suspect in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you know the identity of this person or have any information about this crime, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111 or police detectives at 316-268-4407. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider requested improvements for the Delano neighborhood just west of the Arkansas River. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
It's exciting. I think the next step is you're going to see the Delano single houses maybe start a renaissance and see investments in those.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A 7-year-old boy has died after the pony he was riding flipped over on top of him. Max Henderson of Winfield died Sunday at a hospital. He was a second grader at Country View School. Max's family said in a statement that he was at home roping a calf sled when his pony flipped over on him. He died after emergency surgery. Democrats are divided over impeaching Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the New York Times corrects a bombshell report about alleged sexual misconduct.
A resolution calling for the House Judiciary Committee to launch an impeachment inquiry into Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh could be introduced as early as today by Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley. But any effort to remove Kavanaugh would likely hit a roadblock in the Republican-controlled Senate, where members like Senator Tom Tillis tell Fox News at night,
"It was a hit then, it's a hit now, there is no information there."
Still, top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein say the White House and Senate Republicans kept the FBI from doing its job in fully investigating all allegations against Kavanaugh. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Bad news for everyone. Yesterday, we started seeing those gasoline prices jumping up. A little bit more than the average jump. They usually go about 10 cents when they jump up. And this one's closer to 20 cents or even more if the prices were down. So $2.25 yesterday. Well, yesterday and then this morning everybody's waking up at $2.45 a gallon. So those gasoline prices jumping fairly significantly sometime yesterday. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few patchy high clouds passing nearby, it's going to be a warm start to the morning. Sunny, breezy, and heating up again this afternoon with a high close to 90. Tonight, some clouds will start to move in. Our low 71. Sunny and windy again tomorrow with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we've got a mostly cloudy sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 73 degrees at KNSS. Steve in 10 in the morning, 6:10 now. On this Tuesday morning, September 17th, we had another sunny, warm day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was a warm 93 degrees. Normal high for the date, 83. Today, as I said, September 17th, 2019, on this date. A couple of things in the entertainment world on this date in 1972. MASH premiered on CBS. It stayed on the air for 11 years. And, of course, now you can see the reruns. But MASH, 1972, that was a spinoff from a movie that was made in the early 70s, and they went. Alan Alda and the crew went on for 11 years. On this date in 1983, Vanessa Williams of New York became the first black contestant to be crowned Miss America. The following July, she also became the first Miss America to resign in the wake of her Penthouse magazine scandal. 1983, Vanessa Williams. Well, a pigeon apparently didn't think much of a lawmaker's ideas to address a messy situation at a Chicago Transit Authority stop known by some as Pigeon Poop Station. One of the birds did its business on the head of Democratic State Representative Jamie Andrade as he was discussing the problem with a reporter outside of the Irving Park Blue Line station. During the interview, Andrade rubbed the top of his head and said, "I think they just got me." They did. Sidewalks outside of the station are covered in bird waste and feathers. Andrade has been trying to fix the problem. So he's doing an interview about poop. He gets pooped on.
Man. Yeah, I see.
That's bad.
I don't doubt that pigeons create a problem with that sort of waste, but geese.
Geese are...
Yeah.
Could be worse.
I think that might be worse.
My wife did work at a place downtown for years, a couple of years at... about 2nd and Waco, and I mean the birds were just horrible around there. She couldn't you couldn't park her car near the building because every time she did, I mean, it just got peppered. So I don't know what the answer is. Maybe in Chicago, a couple of nice feral cats, maybe they would take care of it. God forbid we should poison the birds or kill them or something like that. That would be bad. And the city of Wichita warning residents following the discovery of a rabid bat in Riverside.
Oh, no.
A notice
it's too early for Halloween.
Yeah. A notice to residents from the WPD's Animal Services Division says recently a bat was located in the 1100 block of North Perry, tested positive for rabies.
Oh, gosh.
Rabies is a virus spread by a saliva from infected animals, typically from a bite. Humans can be affected. Common carriers, bats, raccoons, skunks, groundhogs, foxes. Infected animals might act tame or friendly, and any affected animal could show excessive aggressiveness. Of course, if you see one of these, you might want to call Animal Services, but it's pretty much my neighborhood. On Saturdays, I like to go over there by the bridge at 13th and Perry and go down Amadon over there on a three-mile run on Saturday mornings, and I went... Right, pretty much right past where the bat was. I didn't see any bats. That was Saturday, of course.
The last bat I saw was inside the Scottish Rite.
Yeah.
There's bats in there.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think I remember seeing that, too. Okay. Bats in Riverside. Watch out, because, yeah, like I said, they can be rabid.
Oh, any animal that's rabid, yeah, be careful.
Anything. Let's talk about earthquakes for just a second, Ted. We had three recorded ones rattling yesterday in central Kansas, Chase County, Marion County, and then Reno County.
Now, one of those was Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
And then two yesterday.
That's right. So three in the last couple of days then. Oh, so we're now in earthquake country. Well, I guess there's nothing new in it. I don't know if you can talk about that anymore. We're not going to have a big one, you know, that really does some damage, and we haven't so far. There you go. Knock on wood.
Yeah, still the bigger ones have been in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're getting up near 4.0 here in Kansas, so.
Good size earthquake.
Some of those are notable.
I have felt, I think I've decided I felt two. One of them here in the radio station what was it, Jed, about 4 o'clock one morning? And
yeah.
Felt like a
couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it felt like a truck had hit the building.
I've never felt one in this building.
I think you guys have. I felt one at home. I think I felt two. And then we've had numerous earthquakes. How many of you think you've?
Probably four or five.
Four or five. I'll tell you, growing up, of course, that was long before they did the fracking and all that stuff. When I was growing up, we never had any earthquakes. I think there's a fault. Wasn't there a fault over in Missouri, over around St. Louis?
Well, the New Madrid.
Yeah.
The one that led to that huge earthquake in the early 19th century that just basically swallowed up a couple of towns along the Mississippi there near Memphis and St. Louis.
Well, and we usually think of
they felt that. They say that as far away as Boston, there were tremors that made church bells ring from that earthquake.
Wow.
That was massive.
Man.
And if that happened today, I mean, it would destroy Memphis. It would, yeah.
I think we had a recent one during the World Series.
180 years ago, it didn't do
World
a lot
Series
of damage.
A few years ago in Oakland and San Francisco Bay Area, right?
1989.
And, of course, they had the big one there in San Francisco that pretty much wrecked the town. And was that 06 or 07?
Like 06.
Yeah. So when I think of earthquakes, I always think of California because they've had – And there was they've had a couple of huge ones in Alaska as well. All right. Earthquakes. Now, Sunday afternoon, here in Wichita, a longtime parking offender was arrested in southeast Wichita. This is a 2400 block of East Menlo. 30-year-old man booked for parking more than 15 minutes in a loading zone, for not parking within marked spaces, and for 37 parking-related arrest warrants, at least one dating back to 2016. This story you got from the WPD, right, Ted?
Yeah, I was looking through the arrest sheets, and I saw a guy with 37 arrest warrants. What's up with this dude?
Yeah, he doesn't pay attention to loading zones. He doesn't park within the spaces. Apparently,
yeah. So the first two offenses, I was like, okay, parking and whatever. Then, oh, he's done this more than three dozen times.
Yeah,
and you just
begin to think
he
maybe
parks wherever he wants to, and then he doesn't pay his fine or he doesn't appear in court, so they arrested him.
Maybe he needs to do some jail time, get his attention, you know? I mean, come on. A scofflaw in the parking, anyway. I think most people try to obey the parking laws.
Well, this guy apparently does.
This guy does not. He has, apparently, just a complete disregard or contempt for the parking rules. I'm going to park wherever I dadgum well please. All right, good attitude there. 6:17, now make it 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward this morning, Ted. Royals playing on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Are they done yet?
barely.
Barely?
The game ended at 12:42 in the morning.
Wow.
About 5.5 hours ago. The Kansas City Royals taking on the Oakland Athletics. Royals beginning their final road trip of the season. It did not start out well. The Royals were down 4-1 by the second inning against the red-hot A's. You would think, well, here we go again.
Yeah.
But after that, it was pretty much all Royals. Kansas City ended up outscoring the A's 5-1 in the final six innings, and some late runs benefited the Royals in the ninth inning. You heard the game into the wee hours of the morning on Sports Radio KFH.
With very good speed at second base. Hendricks gives him a look. Here's the pitch. Mondesi with a base hit to left. Here comes Whit Merrifield, rounding third. He's coming home, and the Royals have the lead. Mondesi into second base. Safe with a double.
And that gave the Royals a lead, and they closed it out. Came back from three runs down to beat the A's 6-5, snapping Oakland's six-game winning streak. Oakland is the American League wildcard leader with 11 games to go, but they might have lost a key one right there. Manager Ned Yost of the Royals, that's win number 1,200 in his managerial career, as the Royals get that win last night. Now they're at Oakland again tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 8:30 this evening, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The first place St. Louis Cardinals get a win at home. They beat the visiting Washington Nationals 4-2. Cardinals have a two-game lead atop the division with a dozen games to go in the regular season. We'll be talking football tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Everything you want to know about the Chiefs, the play-by-play voice of Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, tonight. Chiefs are off to a 2-0 start, and got the home opener coming up on Sunday afternoon against the Ravens. The Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can listen to that live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to one of the great pitchers that ever made his way through Wichita, John Franco. He's 59 today. pitched for the Wichita Arrows in 1984 and then went on to play 21 years in the major leagues. Four-time All-Star, 424 career saves when he retired. That was number two on the all-time list.
Wow.
And he never gave up a run in the World Series. He appeared in the 2000 World Series for the Mets. In four games, he was 1-0 with a 0.00 earned run average.
How about that?
He's in the New York Mets Hall of Fame. One of the great relief pitchers of all time. John Franco, former Wichita Arrows pitcher, is 59 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now, and keep it here for Todd Starnes. When a public school bans Old Glory. That's what he's going to be talking about coming up.
What?
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.